Hello, and welcome to Studio C. I'm Nick Tangborn.
And I'm your guest host, Kurt Wolf, and we're coming to you live from the CNET studios in San Francisco. Our engineer today is Nate Cavallari. How you doing, Nate?
I'm great, thanks.
Today on Studio C, we welcome Matt Nathanson. The California-based singer-songwriter has built a loyal grassroots following through years of touring and his witty onstage repartee. Nathanson signed Universal in 2003 and released Beneath These Fireworks. That record saw numerous songs placed on WB shows like Dawson's Creek, while he also contributed a cover of Scottish act James' hit Laid to the soundtrack for American Wedding. He's recently been in Los Angeles recording the follow-up to that record, and he released the live album At The Point earlier this year. Welcome to the studio, Matt.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So, Matt, this live album, At The Point, you just released, is it strictly a solo record?
Yeah, just a live, me and an acoustic and diarrhea of the mouth. Between song talk, I like to call.
So that's normally how you perform when you're out on the road?
You know, it's about, I've been touring with a band for the past 2.5 years. Kind of acoustic shows are sort of sprinkled in. You know, like, oh, college and Bismarck, North Dakota wants you to come play, and it's like tomorrow, and you're like, I'm on it. I still play acoustic quite a bit, about 50-50 with the band and then acoustic, and so it was like people had always talked about the live shows being so much different than the record, you know? And it's sort of like, yeah, you should put out a live record, and it was kind of like, okay, let's do it, you know? And so it was sort of Jordan, my manager's idea. He was sort of pushing me for it, because the idea of listening to like 4 nights of myself acoustic singing with nothing else to, like, you know, that's like, I'd rather watch paint dry or like watch my family be murdered, you know what I mean? But we did it, and it turned out pretty well. I've listened to it twice, and it sounded good, and sonics were good, and the mix was good, and people seem to be digging it, so that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we should dive right into a song then.
Oh, all right.
How's that?
That's great. All right.
This time I'll be sailing.
No, I totally know what I want to play. It just came to me in a flash. This is great news. Let me get this fucking thing to work and then I'll be psyched. All right, cool. This is a song called Bulletproof Weeks.
Somewhere in between the beginning and the end, September took the tourists and settled in for good. We could hear the trains again, Brooklyn girls in scarves. Summer left and no one said, we'd open your window, stay in your bed all day till the street lights came on. So what happened to bulletproof weeks in yours? What happened to feeling cheap radio songs? What happened to thinking that the world was flat? What happened? So up on 59th Street, right before the rain, lovers catching taxis going down. Talking to what's left to you, and watching what I say, and counting all the freckles on your perfect face. You open your window, sit in your bed just waiting for right words to come. So what happened to bulletproof weeks in your arms? What happened to feeling cheap radio songs? What happened to thinking that the world
That was great.
Awesome.
Very nice. So, this being CNET, we always have our sort of token technology conversation in the middle of this thing. You know, on a scale from sort of gadget guy with a laptop and BlackBerry to Luddite, where do you fall?
I would say I have a laptop, an iPod, I have satellite radio in the van. So I would say like a four.
You reckon four?
Four, four and a half.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What kind of laptop?
Apple.
Yeah.
I was a non-Apple guy for a long time. I've come around.
Right. What brought you around?
Just so damn sexy. They're just so much, like, it makes me feel cool.
Right.
And I need as much cool as I can get.
We heard that you got some news this morning. You're going to be going on tour with Pink.
Yes.
This summer.
Yes.
And how did that come about?
You know, the magical booking elves. It was like we put it into the wardrobe, the idea of it. We put it out into the ether as it went. I don't know how it happened. It's just one of those things that, like, I guess they liked the record and they
right.
wanted to, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see what kind of fans she has. I have absolutely no idea.
Right.
I'm getting.
I assume very young.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's going to be fun because I think she's has a sailor's mouth, and she, you know, there's some great songs. So it'll be fun. I'm pretty excited for the experience. I just don't know how. I don't know what it's going to be. It's totally like a brand new thing, you know?
Are you going by yourself or with a...
Yeah, I'm just going to go solo and just do it real... Because the tour is in like a couple weeks. So I think I'm just going to go just do it solo and just... It'll be interesting. I'm psyched. I mean, I got to do... the U.S. with Tori Amos, and that was really, really fun. But I love Tori Amos. Not that I don't love Pink. I don't know her. But it's one of those things where it's like I totally feel it's the first tour I've ever gone on where I'm like, I have no idea if I'm going to be playing to R&B. Because she put out first record was sort of R&B, hip-hop-y.
Right.
And then her, am I going to be sort of, is it going to be a, I have no idea. It's gonna be
she has a giant pink mohawk on the last tour. I saw it at Virgin on the. On
oh,
the
really?
Yeah. With lots of backup dancers.
What
do you have for backup dancers?
I don't have backup dancers, but I do have a mohawk. My pubic hair is cut. I'm just telling you how it is. You know, we got to do with what we've got, and it lights up as well. There's light. There's like you can plug it in if there's an AC at the front of the stage.
Wow.
I also have a swing, an electric swing.
I was going to ask you about Pro Tools, but now I think we just need to hear a song.
All right, I'll do... I have no idea what I'll do. Let's do a Springsteen song.
I'll hold you in my arms as the band plays. What were those words whispered, baby, just as you turned away? I saw you last night out on the edge of town. I wanna read your mind to know just what I've got in this new thing I found. So tell me who I see when I look in your eyes. Is that you, baby, or just a brilliant disguise? Heard somebody call your name underneath our willow. I saw something tucked in shame underneath your pillow. Well, I tried so hard, baby, but I just can't see what a woman like you was doing with me. So tell me who I see when I look in your eyes. Is that you, baby, or just a brilliant disguise? Now look at me, baby, just struggling to do everything right. Then it all falls apart. Lord, when out go the lights, I'm just a lonely pilgrim. I walk this world in wealth, and I wanna know if it's you I don't trust. 'Cause I damn sure don't trust myself. Now you play the loving woman, I play the faithful man, but just don't look too close into the palm of my hand. Well, we stood at the altar, the gypsy swore our future was bright, but in the wee hours, maybe, baby, the gypsy lied. When you look at me, you better look hard and look twice. Is that me, baby, or just a brilliant disguise? Tonight our bed is cold, I'm lost in darkness of our love. God have mercy on man who doubts what he's sure of.
Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is that a song you pull out every once in a while?
Yeah, it just sort of came to me. That is a fun, like, it's such a great song. Springsteen is my... When he's on, he is, like, untouchable.
Yeah.
When he's off, he's still better than everybody else.
There was a time when, like, people were ashamed to say they were Bruce Springsteen fans.
But... You know, I find that the only dirty secrets that I have are, like, my Toad the Wet Sprocket Gin Blossoms fan time. Like, it's really hip to say you, like, you know, Judas Priest and Skid Row and Motley Crue. Like, there's certain part of the hipster world who loves to say that and like, but I've always flown the like the metal is great flag, you know. But I find that lately around conversations with people who I don't know very well, I'm hesitant to say that I love Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Did you see Glenn? Isn't Glenn Phelps was just here, right? Like this past week or something at Great America.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've known Glenn for a long time, and I think he's good, but the Toad thing was like a weird moment. Like it's like changed my life. Like it's sort of like saying that you were. Like, oh, I did the Tony Robbins thing. You know what I mean? Like, someone's like, you're awfully confident, you know? And you're like, I did the Tony Robbins 8-step, and I saw him at the Cow Palace, and he really changed my life. That kind of embarrassment.
I was talking to someone this morning online, and they were saying the same thing about admitting that they like Yes.
Oh, dude, no way.
No. That's a different story.
That's totally.
They were defending it, though, that it was so unhip right now. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I think that's actually kind of hip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's...
But is Rush? Is Rush?
Rush has always been hip.
Oh, Rush has always hip.
Or always been so
I
don't, out
I never
hip.
Understand yeah. anymore yeah. What is or isn't.
Yes, you know, dipped down, but they've risen
they're
back.
Up. I mean, oh, they're yeah. back. I mean, Neil Peart has written books, you know, like now, a couple books. When they get into author, when they become authors, it's like all fucking bets are off. You know, it's like, that's great.
Next up is an opera.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Or a symphony.
So rad. Oh, yikes. I'd see it, though. It would sound like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, that Christmas band plays.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy. But then, like, you know, VH1 is doing Month of Metal.
Right.
Like, pig and shit. I'm so excited. So happy. It's like Judas Priest was on last night. It's like, feels like it when I loved MTV, when all they did was play metal, like the European 3 a.m. metal. You know what I mean? Like bands like Celtic Frost and stuff. But then like even like the, you know, the 7 o'clock Poison hour. You know, that's good for me.
7 a.m.?
7. Anytime is 7. 7 is Poison.
When you said Trans-Siberian, it made me think of Barrage. Have you seen Barrage?
No.
Barrage is like all these really hot chicks with violins, and they not only do they play and sort of dance, but they also like fence while they're with their bows.
You're kidding.
It's amazing. Dude. It's the scariest thing you've ever seen.
How many women?
There's like 12.
Oh.
Like 12 like sort of playmate looking women with you know, with fencing.
They're
and then
European,
playing.
They?
No, they're from oh, they're Canadian, I think.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Well, Canada has it locked
I think
on a
so.
Few things.
Yeah.
Like comedy.
Yep.
Metal. And like strip clubs.
And weird directors, David Cronenberg, Adam McGoyan.
Oh,
really weird.
Dude, I totally get to add that to my list of Canada is worth it. Like, I love
totally.
Canada, but like.
Canada's amazing.
It's a hard sell for some people. They don't want to believe.
Right.
But then you just say, dude, Bob Rock. And people say, who?
And Rush is Canadian, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
another power trio
Rush.
That
See,
you don't know, you know, Triumph. Rick Emmett. Come on, dude. Canada. They love themselves some trios. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well.
We can keep talking about this. That's my speed. That's about right.
I was going to ask you just really quickly about, you've had a lot of success licensing, having songs licensed in film and TV. And, I mean, how does that feel, seeing your music?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, in contexts that you probably never imagined.
That's really cool. Because there's this thing, like, everybody plays music for a really long time. And I've been playing music for putting out records for a really long time. And it's like, I'm taking the stairs, you know, like it's taken me forever to do anything. And so every moment when all of a sudden I feel like, oh my God, this could be the last thing that ever happens to me in the music industry. If it's a good thing, I'm like, oh, well, at least I'm going out with like, oh, cool. I was on Dawson's Creek. You know, like there'll be a moment where I'll be like, dude, now when it's all over in a week, I can tell my grandkids I was on Dawson's Creek, you know, or like, oh, I was in, you know, that laid, you know, that was crazy because I was on Universal for a while, this label, and I put out the last record on Universal, and it was like, it was not a very good relationship in terms of like, it's like you liked the person you were dating, it's just like the sex was no good and they didn't understand you, you know, you were like, I think that, and it was like, but you're really fun to hang out with, like, but whenever it gets down to the sort of naked hump time, it's like they can't perform or you can't perform it something. And so, but the cool thing that happened when I was on Universal was that the president of the label came out to a show and was like, you know, we're doing this soundtrack for American Wedding and you know, want you to take a crack at Laid. And I was like, okay, that it's like a perfect song, what are you gonna do, you know? And and I kind of did it as a joke. I was like, I went to my friend Eric's in Philadelphia and we recorded it in a day. And then all of a sudden, like, either they were really hard up for shit I think it was they were hard up for shit. And that thing, and it came down the pike and they were like, it's going to be in the movie and it's in the beginning and the end credits, and it's gonna, and I was just like, dude, that's fantastic. Like, even though it's not my song, and even though kids come up to me and they're like, the lyrics in your song Laid, like, are so good, and you're just like, all right. but it's just one of those things where, like, that was the cool, that was what you do it for. I mean, that and, like, meeting the guy that, like, engineered the kick drum on Hysteria. Do you know what I mean? Like these kind of things are what makes it worthwhile. Like, playing a show, like, for me, it was like I played a show in Chicago with Jeff Tweedy a couple years ago, and mm-hmm. it was, like, fantastic. And, like, it was, like, one of those things where, like, you're downstairs and you're both kind of playing songs and he's sitting there and talking, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm hanging out with Jeff Tweedy. Like, that's great. And then, like, a year and a half later, I meet Mike Shipley, who mixed Hysteria and Pyromania, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm sitting with Mike Shipley. Like, I'm just a dork. So it's, like, anything that can, like, continue my dork love of music, and then also being a movie is fun. That's a long roundabout answer to a very short question.
Cool. Well, thank you to Matt Nathanson, our guest today on Studio C. I'm Nick Tangborn.
And I'm Kurt Wolf. And you can find more shows like this at studioc.cnet.com. Thanks, Matt.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks.